There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
All the affiliates picking the show up. You're very brave. I used to be one of you. I picked up the Power Hour with my radio stations back about 10 years ago, and I know how you suffer for the truth. Very good for you. Thanks to all the affiliates and the apparatus picking up the Power Hour this morning. It is April 2nd, 2015. I'm Jack Blood filling in every Thursday for Joyce Riley. Michael Dougherty is with us. He knows all about government agency power grabs. He's a board member at Snoop Wall, the powerhouse cybersecurity firm. He's the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. And we're talking about Google today, Michael, and also we were just talking about the executive order that Obama just put out, I guess, giving him complete control over the Internet. It just keeps getting worse. Michael, always great to talk to you.
Good talking to you. Thanks for having me. You know, it is because, look, the man's off the chain. He's not running for re-election. The mask is off. What does he care? Harry Reid's admitting he's lying to everybody. Obama's just, got no reason to lie anymore, right? No more. And off he goes. And Google's not stupid. I think they've got billions of dollars. You've got a president acting like this. This is about keeping your enemies closer, because this is one dangerous administration.
I think so. Well, they're all dangerous to me, Michael. I think you suffered under several administrations. In The Devil Inside the Beltway, which I appreciate you sending me, my compadre here in Atlanta, Georgia, you had a third party who hacked into your system and then reported you to the government for compliance. And this was the nightmare you had to live through.
Right, because that's the headline, and few people go into the story. But no one was defending me, and I had to find out, what did we do wrong? And the government wouldn't say, what did we do wrong or what we did right. They just said, sign on the dotted line and shred your reputation. So I found it on my own, because no one was coming to my rescue from this government, big surprise, that actually that wasn't the beginning of the story, that this company had been working with Homeland Security and Dartmouth, and they kicked this over to the FTC. And the FTC just started going after companies, not just mine, other companies, without verifying any evidence. And the game is, you either take it or you spend millions of dollars and years fighting them. That's the game. And that's why they win, because they bully everybody.
Yeah. I love how the copy I'm reading from you, I love this. I just love this. I'm a Patriots fan. I know it doesn't go over well here in Atlanta. My God.
Well, yeah. I went to Michigan, so I'm Tom Brady fan.
All right. There you see. We're friends for sure. I love how this starts. It's 2020. The New England Patriots, winners of six straight Super Bowls, are having yet another routine meeting with the commissioner's office. Deputy NFL Commissioner Tom Brady and his chief of staff, Rob Gronkowski, okay a rule change that forgives the Patriots for illegally taping other teams and deflating footballs over the preceding years. Why do you got to do that to my Patriots? But this is it. It gives you can give yourself blanket immunity anytime you want. There you go. That's how it works. The laws are selectively enforced, and I think that's what incenses people, Michael.
Well, and I'm glad that actually we're beginning to learn this, because here's the story, folks. This isn't new. What's new is that you're just learning about it. This has been going on for a century, and the Obama administration has poured gas on the fire. These agencies have had this power. It's morphed and grown into these huge Frankensteins. We're only learning about it because the media has to report about Internet. They have to. It's finally a very interesting story about how laws are really created in this country. If you think laws are created by how we're taught in civics class, I got news. Those books that we've been using to teach our kids how the government makes laws on the federal level have been wrong for 100 years. They're incomplete. And what the truth is really terrifying.
Yeah, a lot of things have been wrong for 100 years, like the Federal Reserve. But we won't go there, Michael.
Not enough time.
I always try to divert over to that. Michael Dougherty is with us. We'll come back for a long segment after this. It's the Power Hour, the fear of Google being put into all of you. We'll be right back.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I don't think any of us would disagree with that. Michael Dougherty is with us, MichaelDougherty.com. You can get the book there. You can just put it in everywhere, The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael, I read a lot of books, and this was harrowing. So I appreciate you gifting this to us so that we can tell people about it. It's really kind of a siren call, a lesson for all people who depend on using the Internet or computers for their business. And they couldn't just be a political enemy of the current regime or establishment, right? I mean, we see what happened with Choke Point right now, Michael.
Right. Well, when you elect someone that plays dirty and is a pathological liar, the first time that happens, I guess you can be suckered. The second time, it's dangerous. And we've got so much evidence of how they operate. They don't believe in the Constitution. You have to not listen to what they say, but watch what they do. And it is harrowing because it's turned out they didn't even verify evidence. What they relied on was false. And their agenda was just to chew through a cancer detection center. That's what we did. We were a small business that detected cancer. cancer. And they used us as an example, excuse me, as an example to get more power and control over cybersecurity. And that's how they do it. They don't work on helping companies and helping the public tighten up and go after the people that are hacking us in Russia and China and all over. No, they come after you for not having everything perfect. And if you don't play along, they'll drain you dry in court for years. And this is how they beat up the little guy. And that's the same thing they're doing with the FCC. They're creating so much bureaucracy that a little guy is going to have to hire an expensive lawyer just to be able to read and interpret the fine print. And that's the game they play. It's cowardly. It's underhanded. It's behind the scenes. And then they look you in the eyeballs and they say, God bless America. And it is terrifying.
Oh, we need to level the playing field for the middle class, for the little people, Michael. But that's exactly right. The giant corporations that have, you know, packs of high-priced lawyers, like Loretta Lynch or Eric Holder on their staff, they're going to be clear of the compliance. Billions and billions of dollars every year going to the compliance. What about the hypocrisy of the fact that, you know, they're calling your company out, literally looking and hunting for you and using their most special services to try to hack into your system just to make you comply. Meanwhile, government databases have never been secure. This is why that whole Real ID Act thing was shot down in the States, because anyone could just hack in. In fact, this has happened, hack into the DMV and just get all your information. They're not secure, and I guess that's why we have this new executive order, right? Somehow this is going to magically make everything secure, but they want us to be totally 100% secure.
Well, the hypocrisy is crazy, and it's all about power and control and pulling you down. And if you dare, you know, chew them up, after they chew you up and spit them out, you know, what happens is they win even when they lose, because a lot of people don't have that kind of money or courage. And then the next guy is going to come along, and they're going to beat them up, and a lot of people are going to roll, especially corporations, which is why Google, I say, is not stupid. They've got billions of dollars. They've got worldwide domination. They have a lot to lose, and they've got this guy in the White House. Of course they're going to snuggle up and be nice. Of course. So you notice that the Wall Street Journal writes a story how these guys get off a couple years ago with just a wrist slap. Because the way the government works is they pick on the little to make an example, and they snuggle up to the big. Because the big also, you know, it's not the president. These bureaucrats want jobs when these things are over, and they like these nice cushy jobs in the big companies. So it's a big incestuous circle.
No, that's
the problem with DC.
The revolving door at Washington D.C. from, you know, K Street to White House Lane. You know, Google, here's your headline: they control what we buy, the news we read, and the Obama White House. And I think that the Obama White House is reactionary, like any White House is, like any political operative might be, to consensus. So Google has just a massive amount of leverage, and it's hard to imagine how they could get this big, but they're certainly too big to fail, as people say. So they're using, I guess, this leverage against the political operatives in the country and getting anything they want. They're becoming so big now that they are the government.
And it goes both ways. You're exactly right, because when Obama was running the second time, who's right next to him that night? Who's in with the A team on the ground game? The head of Google. And all that technology, that is a huge advantage, and it's a barrier to entry to your competition to be able to fight on a level playing field. And I mean, it really is Chicago politics. It really is tough. But the fact of the matter is, if a lot of the American public would wake up, we could pull these fangs out of their teeth very quickly. And we're close. But, you know, it's terrifying. I've seen these guys get away with so much. You see Harry Reid talk about, yeah, he lied, so what? Romney didn't win, did he? And I'm just afraid that I hope that Hillary doesn't get away with everything she's done with the email server, which isn't about – it's really about she lied again. I don't know how much longer we're going to have abject liars win, because if they don't get held accountable, they'll just get worse. They're thieves. If they steal a sandwich to get away with it, they're going to go for the meal. They're going to go for the restaurant. They're going to go for – you know, they just keep getting bigger till they get nailed.
Meanwhile, we go to jail for jaywalking and not wearing our seatbelts.
Depending on who you ticked off.
Right. Or you know, good, hey, listen, you know, I bought my way out of problems before with the best lawyer in town. You get in there and they say, oh, I'm going to give you to Jeff. He drinks whiskey with the prosecutors. Not a problem. And it's exactly right. You just pay them the lump sum and you're free. While every other stooge has to go through the justice process, which is worse almost than anything else that we deal with. Google can create this your own little world for you. I love this one. I don't get to see what's going on in the world because Google has chosen for me personally my own little bubble I can live in.
Well, Facebook does the exact same thing, and now they've drawn everybody into it, and now they start charging. So they really kind of hand you they addict you with the drug, and now they start charging after they gave it away for free for the first few years. And yeah. You know it is, and they've got they're five laps ahead of any competition. So you know, people get cocky. Things come and go. They fail. They don't fail. This is not a new story. It's the same play, just different actors. But this is particularly bad because everyone with power is ignoring the Constitution, and they're ignoring the reason the Founding Fathers separated powers. And the reason they separated powers was because anybody with absolute power is corrupt, and this is what's going on. They're centralizing their power, and they're skipping over things like due process, fairness, you know, actually having real evidence. Who needs
How have they used let's look at how they've used the EPA, the IRS, for some matters, even the DEA, the FDA, for preferential treatment to punish their enemies. And you're exactly right. Michael Dougherty is with us. The Devil Inside the Beltway is his book. And I love having him on when we talk about these things because I could just feel your passion burning through the wires. You know, I'm upset about it, too. But I was going to go there. The Fourth Estate, that's the media. The what we're talking about here is us being able to communicate with each other, and that's how we do it now on the internet. Welcome to the 21st century. That's why our generation is so important, I think, Michael, because we're setting all these precedents for every generation that will follow through this technotronic era, as it's been called. But how can we not protect the Fourth Estate, which I think is the internet, the media, etc., from the government? We certainly lost the battle with the radio police. That didn't work out well. And now net neutrality, and now this executive order, and Google is walking into the White House once a week to tell them what to do. There is no separation, and there needs to be. Is the Fourth Estate just completely evaporated?
Well, it has. You know, it's interesting. There are no investigative reporters, by and large, at the state or city level. That's been decimated. The grassroots of investigative reporters is gone. That centralizes everything. So now you just see stories regurgitated all over the place. The same story in San Jose is the same story in Charleston. And then you get to the top, and that's where bully governments can get control. And you'll notice most of the top media have a spouse or a brother or someone working in the Obama administration. So there's the nice way, the friendly way. And then there's the bad cop, which is what they did to James Rosen, which was, you know, threaten him with jail, go after his parents' phone records. And they back off once they're exposed, but that's not the point. The point was they scared the bejeez out of everybody else, and that's what they do. It is fear of and it's like respect the big growling dog, and we are bigger than you, and that's it. And that's the terrifying part that has to burn out, and we have got to understand this and have to quit electing these people that, you know, I say the Obama administration is like a very energetic teenage boy that tells the girl he loves her, and the next morning he's gone. He'll say anything to get what he wants. Don't forget it. He doesn't love you.
You have to remind people of this all the time, yet Congress has something like a 13% approval rating. So I think people are generally getting this. I was just talking earlier about term limits because we had mentioned the latest scandal, the bribery scandal with Senator Bob Menendez, who just seems indignant that he should even have to answer these questions. Didn't report all these luxurious $1,000 a night hotel rooms. It didn't report the various campaign donations, not just to him, but to all of his friends. There was quid pro quo. He gave his so-called friend all kinds of preferential treatment. So the guy bought preferential treatment by the government, and this is exactly why you're supposed to report all of this, so that we can make sure that you're not just bought and paid for. I mean, you know, a little too late for that. So, I mean, term limits could certainly fix something like that.
Yeah, but honesty would be nice, and the electorate paying attention to who they're electing, and the presidential cycle is really tough because a lot of people don't really pay attention on a day to day basis do go out for one election typically, and that's the presidential election.
I got to go to break here. You want to stay for a few calls? Can you stay with us?
Sure.
All right. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Joyce Rally. It's the Power Hour. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
got a short segment here. We'll take your calls at 855-995-6923. Toll free, 855-995-6923. Talk about the Matrix, the overlord of technology, the massive billions of dollars in compliance issues for regulations and laws that are being pumped out by the thousands every year and set upon themselves like vampires on your small proprietary businesses. Doesn't happen to Google. Doesn't happen so much to Walmart. Doesn't happen to the venture capital companies. This isn't capitalism. Michael Dougherty, this is cartel capitalism. It's cronyism, and it gives the free market a bad name. No wonder people hate it, but they don't understand that this is why it is this way. Preferential treatment for people like Eric Schmidt.
Well, take a number. Eric Schmidt is in a long line. Again, he's only getting attention because of the high profile of his company.
Oh, he's at the front of the line. He's at the White House 230 times. Who else has been there more? Even Comcast has only been there like 20 times in the last year.
And it's a revolving door. And why? Because what can Comcast do for Obama that Google can do? The big difference there. You know, Comcast wants something and can't give a lot. Google has a lot of power and a lot of tentacles and a lot of network that can help people like Obama stay in power. And they can't stay in power by honestly saying what their agenda is.
But Romney or you know, we're going to have Bush 45 here. I hope you hold him as accountable as you've been holding Obama accountable. I appreciate that, Michael, because I'm an equal opportunity accountability guy myself. But they would promise Google the same thing. Well, why is Obama getting the preferential treatment and not, per se, Mitt Romney or somebody?
Well, the situation that he's in. I mean, you know, it's not all Google's fault. I will tell you, I mean, this whole other story about the Republican Party not picking up the tool of technology very quickly has been a whole other, issue. And not taking advantage. Because really, you know, conservatives tend to skew a little older because they have a little more life experience and they've learned a little bit more about reality and they haven't picked it up as quickly.
The grand old party, huh? They're a little old on this.
And you're going to have to change.
You're right, because Eric Schmidt was in the boiler room in Chicago on election night, and they had helped the Democrat Party use some very sophisticated software to turn out voters in a way that was unprecedented.
That's right. And, you know, look, all's fair in war, and that's war. And, you know, we just have to recognize it and become sophisticated enough to judge people on what they do, not what they say. And politics is all about saying stuff. And when you've got people like Harry Reid that's been all over the news the last 48 hours basically saying, yeah, I lied about Romney's tax returns, so what? He didn't win, did he? When you have win-at-all-cost people like that, you can't vote for them, folks. You can't.
Well, and then people
and
will throw,
everybody.
Will throw
everybody
that,
doesn't do that
on the Republicans as well. So, I mean, there's plenty of guilt to go around on all sides of playing politics. I think people are just sick of it. People are sick of it.
It's true, but I do think that if you get into this, well, everybody lies, you still empower people that are big government. And, you know, and big government is big bureaucracy, and it's on your back like crazy. And certainly the Bush administration blew up the government big as well. And you have to be careful of these people, because that's the big problem here, is that these people are just building themselves careers and comfort and wealth on our backs, and they're playing us like a violin.
Well, they sure punished those teachers here in Georgia yesterday, didn't they?
Yes, they did it. Well, now, actually, they got found guilty on the racketeering, which is quite an incredible feat. And but they had top-notch people. I actually know that lawyer. And I know the special prosecutor, and he is a sharp, honest, great lawyer.
The teachers were, for people that don't know, Michael, the teachers were getting bonuses to help the children on their standardized tests to pass them through and get them into the next grade. And the more, the better their students do, the more it looks like they've been doing a better job, and they get bonuses for that. So they were just lying, and they would have these parties where they would all laugh and drink and change the test scores of their students so they get these bonuses, and they got caught.
And it's that's the type of violation of trust that really takes the wind out of your sails. I mean, that's terrible. And we have to have stories of accountability so other people won't do it. I mean,
well,
it's really,
if we just,
it's really
if we just
terrible.
Put more Common Core in the schools, that will all go away. It'll fix it. I have a son.
This is when I thank goodness I'm older.
My 11.
Because I don't want to have to be, right, you know, 15, 30 years just trying to order a sandwich and they can't even make change and they can't. Right.
We're going to your calls. A longer segment. Please stay with me for a little bit of this. Michael Dougherty, The Devil Inside the Beltway, crazy book. I'm Jack Blood's Power Hour. We'll be right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It is April 2nd, 2015. We're live this morning. It's the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in every Thursday for Joyce Riley. She'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, everybody, for tuning us in. Also, we are simulcasting on RadioFreeBlood.com, perfect clear signal. That's where I'll be later from 3 to 5 here doing the Jack Blood Show. Michael Dougherty's book is The Devil Inside the Beltway. It is a crazy read. And I highly encourage people to get familiar with this, especially if you have a small business, because Michael did the fighting for you, and he gives you a lot of insight into how to fight this battle. Good for you. Michael Dougherty is spelled D-A-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y. Good Irish name. Michael Dougherty joins us.
Yeah, but let me make it easier for your listeners. Just go to thedevilinsidethebeltway.com, and then you have to worry about all that stuff.
thank you. Or just hit Amazon, Devil Inside the Belt. And there's probably like 80 other books that are close to that, because there's all kinds of devils inside the Beltway, as we know.
Yeah, the Beltway's pretty keen. You put Devil Beltway and it comes right up.
You're the number one Devil Inside the Beltway book, and that's
I am.
I want that to be true. 855-995-6923. Michael's pretty good on all subjects, so you can, you know, kind of hit us with anything. But we are talking about the Matrix today, the Obama executive order to take control of the internet, net neutrality, and all of its phony promises. Tom Wheeler, a top lobbyist for the telecom companies, championed this. It's supposed to be against the telecom companies. No one's buying that. Well, a few people are, unfortunately. But anything you want to talk about is fine. Michael Dougherty will be with us. Let's go to Renee in North Carolina. You're on the Power Hour this morning. Good morning, Renee.
Oh, this is a great interview, because I think we're hitting way closer to the problem than many people do. Too many people want to focus on the problem is, oh, it's the Illuminati, or it's the ruling elite, these nameless, faceless titles they give to stuff. And, you know, it reaches way farther down. I love your the illustration about the teachers getting caught, but it is so rare. The thing is, we want to believe it's these people way up farther away. We don't want to think it's our sister or our brother-in-law or whatever. But the thing is, it's not just the feds in Washington. It's local. It's everywhere. And that's why I think we have to somehow, one of the solutions, I think, because of the them and us mentality, is to make them identify more closely with us. And one thing that has to stop is the separate retirement and pension systems for government employees, where they retire earlier with more lucrative pensions, because it is that financial incentive that is the carrot and the stick that helps them to rationalize and justify exploiting and screwing the rest of us over.
Thanks, Renee. Mike, you want to hit any of that?
When you have survival as the motivator, ethics go out the door. And so one of the most powerful ways to take control of anybody is to hit them in the survival, right? So it's the bully boss. It is the government now having incredible benefits. If you look at some of the pay grades and vacation times now, unlike 15, 20 years ago, you know, private enterprise is not as good a gig as the government. And the left loves that. It's so ironic that the left is someone that it thinks of themselves as a save the world people. And in reality, they are creating all these barriers to success and freedom. And it's happened before. I mean, history is going to continue to repeat itself until we learn from history and remember, which is why people want to cut us off from learning about history. It's why civics isn't taught as much, and we don't really learn really about how the government operates, not only in the media.
But we
not
forget. No, there's something called a memory hole, right? We just
right.
forget because
yeah, and we don't even know about these agencies.
I mean, the agencies
are very big secrets that are finally coming out, and we understand them as to have big headlines of we're saving the water, we're saving the world, we're saving consumers, we're saving, and then you have reality. And it's getting real extreme now because look at all these cybersecurity breaches we have. And yet they're supposed to be helping us protect our commerce in our computers. So it's happening very much faster. The cycles are shorter and they're more intense. And that's the danger because, you know, it kind of can roll into a bit of a crash. But we might have to crash to learn. You know, unfortunately, everyone has to have reality, and everyone's gotten so self-absorbed and so selfish, maybe bad health care and bad technology is going to smack people in the face.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the threat, that we're going to get hacked, and that's why we have this new executive order today, which, by the way, Obama used a international commerce clause to enact. In other words, it could threaten the global economy, so we're going to have to take over the internet, and wouldn't you like it? I think when people, you know, have their Facebook crash or their social media crash or be constantly monitored as it is, and it affects them personally, they might take care of this issue. But Michael, really what it is that we just forget. We're constantly enticed by new crazy things to think about, and we forget, and we're constantly being told, okay, you caught us with our hand in the cookie jar yesterday, but today we're not doing that. Let's look forward. Let's not look backward. And I think you have to hold people accountable. Kent in West Virginia, you're on the Power Hour with Michael Dougherty. Go ahead. Kent, are you out there in West Virginia? Let's put...
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead, Kent.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm really glad to hear this interview because talking about Inside the Beltway, I've been fighting a case with the United States Patent Office for about 10 years where they just arbitrarily changed the definition of a filing fee and have doubled their fees in like 10 years while they make the fees go down. They've, you know, and they've lied to Congress, they lied to senators, and I would like to possible see if Michael, if I can send him some information about this case. I think he would enjoy reading about it. Maybe he can give me some advice on it, if that's possible.
Yeah, well, what you do is just go to devilinsidethebeltway.com and then follow me on Twitter and then DM me and I'll reply.
Well, I'm not on Twitter, I'm sorry. So do you have an email?
You should go then to the blog and on my website, and then you send me a message there, and I'll reply there.
Okay.
Put your email in there, and then I'll reply offline.
Thanks, Kent.
Okay, well, I don't even know what, I mean,
Hold on a second, Kent. So he's trying to file a patent, and the process is like super glue. And obviously, again, Kent doesn't have the team of lawyers to expedite and protect his patents. Is that it, Kent? Let's say that's the question, Michael. What would you do?
Well, it's whistling past the graveyard. I mean, it's like, again, what I was going to say to this caller and the prior caller is that, look, it's whistling past the graveyard. They so blow smoke towards everybody. And Congress has abstained its responsibility. They've created these agencies to do the dirty work for them so they can just work, especially in the House, to get reelected. It's really tough to be a hellraiser in Congress. Now, the Founding Fathers created Congress to make it difficult for them to create law, because laws are going to be on our backs, and that's going to make things worse. But the downside of that is it's also difficult for them to fix things, especially when you've got a bunch of politicos. And so it has been imperfect in saving us. And then once they created these bureaucracies, folks, where there's no direct accountability, this is where they do the dollar shuffle. And that's exactly what he's ensnared in, just the dollar shuffle. And you have to sit there and wonder, you know, which battle you have to pick, because if you pick all of them, you will just break in two.
Mike, Kent, go hire the most expensive law firm in New York, and that has another office in D.C., you'll be fine, okay?
Or make a large contribution.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. Exactly. 855-995-6923. Phone lines are open. Mike in Connecticut, you're on the Power Hour. Good morning.
Morning. I wondered if your guest thinks there's a kind of a philosophical coalition between, let's say, the American justice system, the law schools and universities, and the lawyers in the United States who all kind of pull in the same direction toward making a lot of this work in this direction. And the reason I'm saying this is that by the time the Gestapo went out of business, there had been secret police in Germany for 100 years, and the core of their organization was built around very smart lawyers, young lawyers, and university graduates.
Well, I think by and large, yes, because, again, it's not so much lawyers. I think there's something about the academic bubble and any type of group that has power that regulates something they have no experience in. And lawyers are the epitome of the people that sit in the peanut gallery and pull strings. And it's a huge system of justice. And, you know, they've got a lot of money and a lot of clout, and they've changed in the last 40 years dramatically for the worse. And, you know, I'm 54. When I was a kid, a lawyer was a very highly respected profession. Now, because a lot of their behavior, it's not. Now, I know a lot of terrific lawyers. The problem is they have to self-police, and they don't self-police well at all. But they built the system, and they need a lot more than self-policing, and it's tough. And it's another thing that we have to pull them out of the government and have other people in there, by and large, or hold the bad ones accountable.
Well, they self-police by keeping the people who don't play the game down. So,
right.
I mean, it's the same thing with any industry. And look, when we get tired enough of it, I suppose, you know, maybe there'll be a change. I guess. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and wait for change. You know what would be great is that if an operation such as yours is under attack by the federal government, that there is some kind of a rallying point of consensus Americans that come and stand up for you. I mean, that would be something that they would be afraid of. We the people.
And that is possible with the internet. And that's another reason why some people don't like it.
That's it.
Because, you know, it's like, if you don't want people rallying, take their phones away. So it's a very interesting time. And again, you know, but we have to learn not to feel so powerless. There's a lot of power in this country.
Yeah.
We just give it away. You know, we have to stop being lazy and stop just being upset because, you know, we're being woken up before 9 a.m. And we have to get involved and hold these people accountable and calmly explain this to other people. Because really, we have a gargantuan lack of education of how our government works and a big expectation that we're supposed to be waited on hand and foot. And that just is a terribly new dynamic that wasn't around 50, 60 years ago, you know, when you had the World War II and the Greatest Generation there. That was not the vast mindset within the culture, and we've got a lot of people that are just thinking they're owed.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and the millennials aren't giving me a lot of encouragement, but you're right.
Right.
I mean,
well,
I absolutely 100% agree with you.
Bad.
We have the power, but we do have to work together a little bit in order to do that. And I think this divide and conquer mentality that certainly comes out of this White House, and I thought really came out of the last White House. If you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. I mean, how more clear can you be than how, when they put that in the Bush administration? So.
Right.
You know,
and look at the reverse. Right. I've got a hard stop in a second because I've got another show.
Yeah, right on. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you being with us today. I did want to talk a little bit about surveillance, and certainly we do that all the time. So you've been a good sport, as always. Michael Dougherty with us.
Oh, I want to come back. I appreciate it. I have a great time every time. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Good to talk to you. We'll see you around here in Atlanta, Georgia. And go Patriots.
Go
Don't you dare call my quarterback a liar. You went to Michigan. All right, thanks. I appreciate you, man. It's the Power Hour. Phone lines will stay open at 855-995-6923. Yeah, man, I mean, I could beat that thing up to death. I just constantly talk about this. We've been talking about this for years. And one thing I noticed is that I always undersell it. I'm going to be really careful not to be peddling fear. So I really, you know, I don't want people to be paranoid. They're all watching you and everything you do. I don't want to go there, but you have to be alerted to the problem. And I guess because, again, we live in a memory hole society, just full of so many distractions, you know, we have to remind you. You have to be reminded, oh, that's right. Even when I quit Facebook and I tell them, you know, to go Facebook themselves, and they're still watching me. I can't get them. I have to destroy my computer or reinstall a new operating system or do something just to get rid of them. They'll never go away. And most people have become accustomed to just living with this. Well, that's the way it is now in the 21st century. You just get used to it. What are you, a Mennonite? What are you, some kind of an Amish person? Ted Kaczynski? You're a Unabomber? You're against technology? No. You can have it both ways. We have to monitor this. It's our internet, not theirs, if that's what we're talking about. These are our little businesses. If you don't champion the little business, then what chance do you have other than to go report to work every day, take a pee test to make sure that, you know, take your microchip so you can get in the door and make sure that you can survive various credit and Department of Homeland Security background checks, not to mention some E-verify checks. Are you an American or aren't you an American? How do we know you're not in the system? Until we gather consensus support together against this and stay in the moment, we won't be able to fight this. So that's why it's getting worse. Mike in Texas, you're on the Power Hour this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. I've got 10 points on lawyers.
Okay.
Number one, lawyers are giving us no justice in our own Justice Department. Number two, they've given us 1 million plus laws with the tagline attached that ignorance of the law is no excuse when 10 commandments were once enough. Number three, they, as single judges or courts, have continually overturned the will of the people who vote in the laws they want, such as marriage laws and so on. The number four, they have infested our political system, giving us the Fed, the IRS, endless war, massive debt, communist policies and laws. Number five, lawyers are apparently refighting the wars we won, the War of 1812, the War of 1776, but this time they're on the side of our enemies. Number six, lawyers in political parties and running them have been giving us inept enemies of the people as candidates to run for office. Number seven, lawyers using their knowledge of the law have been subverting our justice, as in Benghazi, Hillary's email, Obama's actions, Clinton's impeachment, and so on, so on. Number eight, lawyers who are attacking our Constitution and Bill of Rights, passing laws contrary to both the Patriot Act, Patriot Act, Obamacare, and so on. Number nine, lawyers handing off the people's power by votes in Congress to unelected bureaucrats in state and federal agencies to subvert the will of the people. And last, number 10, the lawyers who have weakened our military by abusing our vets, allowing gays, putting women into combat, forbidding the word Jesus to be used by military chaplains, and so on and so on. And lastly, it might be number 11, apparently our enemies can be found in a book we all have called the Yellow Pages in a list under A for Attorneys.
Well done. Thank you. Thank you for that contribution. I'm not totally with you on number 10, but... Well, I don't know. You can be gay and be in the military. Why do you have to be gay? Why can't you just be gay? I don't know. Why can't you just be out? I don't know, man. I give up. Lawyers have saved me when I could afford them, and that's what I hate about it. We'll be right back. The third hour coming up soon, right after this.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscles, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I just hope you lawyer-hating Republicans will will keep the next administration as accountable as you tried to enforce accountability on this administration. Didn't do such a good job, did we? Well, forces are mighty. But if you're bold, those mighty forces will come to your aid, as I often say. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Joyce Riley here every Thursday. I really appreciate you letting me be here. I host the Jack Blood Show, RadioFreeBlood.com, DeadlineLive.info. We do this day in history every day. Speaking of history, you can go check that out. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter, all the rest of it. I am sponsored by, not the sponsors you hear on the show, I'm sponsored by the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. Go check out all of the discounts, all of the specials today on everything that you need. And I like to say it's a vote for me being the host every Thursday. If you don't go to the Power Mall and you don't, you know, invest some time and money over there, then it's basically saying that you hate me and never want me to come back. It's, if you're not with me, you're with the terrorists. It's like, no. It's such an awesome site. Man, they have worked on this for years, and that's where I go shopping, and I love it. ThePowerMall.com, not just saying that. I wish I had more money so I could buy everything. I just buy one of everything over there if I could. But purchase today, that's a vote for Jack Blood coming back next Thursday. Boy, do we have a huge report coming out this week on our network. RadioFreeBlood.com. I got all kinds of connections into the drug cartels. No, not those kind of connections. People have been stomped by them before and feel a certain need for revenge, who exploit and explore the connections between our government and the drug cartels. And we're going to hit a lot of that this week in a way that I don't think anyone else has. RT called me the other day, and they wanted like somebody, Sully Castile or somebody, to come on and to talk about these DEA agents being bribed with cartel party favors. Let's just call them that. And I'm like, look, you know, I give you my guy, but I can't because he's a confidential source. But we bring them on, and we'll tell you, because we're so small that no one will hear it. That's the benefit of not being, Lush Limbaugh or something like that. Steve Lemon will join us here in the third hour of the broadcast today. I'm pretty psyched about it. We don't get him on too much, as Steve's getting on in years, but he is such a prolific writer. You guys have probably read something he wrote today or earlier this morning, or you'll read the next thing he writes later this afternoon. The guy writes about three or four stories a day. He has one of the most clear insights into geopolitics, going-ons with Russia and Israel and the United States and the others, of anyone writing out there today. He's a super analyst, and he's also what I call a real progressive. That means we might not agree on the economy or something, but we agree on a lot of other things. And I love it when we can find, it's always funny to me that I find people on the way far left that the media and the government hates have so much in common with the people on the way far right. They're almost indistinguishable until you get into issues like homosexuality and abortion. This whole Indiana bill, boy, is that sucking up all the oxygen in the room. Is that really that important? Is it really? I understand that, you know, the gay people need to be equal and all the rest, but they need to be extra equal. All animals are equal. Some animals are more equal than others. If I don't want to have a cake party for a gay wedding, by the way, begging the government for permission to get married, yeah, kind of gay, but then I shouldn't have to. Go somewhere else. Don't force it on me. You can find somewhere else to go. But that's the no, it's election politics. Dividing on election politics. That's all it is.
something actually happens, tell me. Be back to the third.